Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already February 7th and 8th, and the Super Bowl has come and gone, as has the big blizzard of Tuesday, January 27th, and for the first time in my career at Northeast Delta Dental, we actually close the office. Generally, we have a policy, safety first, and if you can want to come in, great. If you want to work from home or use earned time, but that just seemed like the right thing to do to close the office. It's always a difficult decision. Some people have asked me about that, and one of the reasons why it's difficult is we do have many national clients, banks and other organizations that have offices all across the country. And if you're sitting in Arizona or California, while you certainly have heard about the blizzard on the East Coast, you still want your answer. And so there's a little difficulty because obviously they're not going to get someone in the call center. Now, of course, with our technology, you can find the status, you know, of your claim and so forth and eligibility with our great website, anydelta.com. And, of course, if you wanted to purchase an individual dental product, you can go on our other website, deltadentalcoversme.com, and easily purchase an individual product. So that made the decision a little easier, and I can tell you that my employee colleagues were happy that we could stay home on that Tuesday. So the Super Bowl is come and gone. We won't really comment there too much. And last week's show, Super Bowl weekend, we had Dr. Shannon Mills talking about the New Year's resolutions having to do with to improve your oral health. Simple things like, you know, brushing and flossing, and if you smoke, stop smoking. Obvious ones, but they were more subtle ones. And if you want to see what those resolutions are, you can go on to our website, anydelta.com. But Shannon always does a great job when it comes to connecting oral health to good overall health. And, of course, part of overall health is I'm a big believer in you are what you eat. The older I get, the more I see that in my own life. When I eat better, my life seems to go better. So with me is Brian Johnson, who will be talking about winter farming, eating local year-round. And, of course, those of you that get onto the highway at the Hooksett Toll Booth know all about Johnson Gold Harvest. Anytime people want to know about, you know, Brian's operation, I point out, you know, the Hooksett Toll Booth. Oh, yeah, that's that little farm stand right there, or not necessarily little, but they know right where it is, Brian. So Brian, thank you for coming in on February 7th and 8th. I know that you're busy on weekends as well, so thank you for joining me this weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great, Brian. So let's talk about knowing sort of the generic topic of knowing where your food comes from and why that is, you know, so important.
Well, I think that over the past several years, people are really starting to just want to know where their food came from as they become more aware about their health. People becoming health conscious. All of a sudden, this big topic about GMOs and what are GMOs and
well, explain what a GMO is.
Well, it's a genetically modified food that's basically from I don't want to mention companies, but there's companies out there that are promoting all this stuff, and there's a lot of different beliefs as, you know, is it good, is it bad? I mean, and I don't really know the answer to that. I just know that being aware of, you know, where your food is grown, how it's grown, is important to your health. People want to know what's in the food. You know what. If, let's say you're getting a head of lettuce or you're getting some spinach. I mean, how's that being grown? Are there chemicals involved? Are there, you know, is it genetically modified? What farm did it come from? What practices do they use? You know, et cetera, et cetera.
So your organization, Johnson Golden Harvest, must be now on the catbird seat, because I think you can't pick up the newspaper without this topic really being relevant. So I'm assuming that your business is growing. And when you envisioned, and I think it's important also, when you weren't on here last year, you talked about your career. So I'd be take us a step back on your career. But did you envision that Johnson Golden Harvest would be on sort of the catbird seat the way it is?
You know, when we first started this, we started the farm stand 5 years ago. I call it a farm stand. It's really more of a market because we don't really grow anything. We incorporate, you know, we use a lot of different local farms. I really started it, you know, Ken and I, my wife Karen, started as a business, you know, just something that we really wanted to do. It was a passion. I really didn't know at the time that this was going to go where it has, especially just in 5 years. I believe that every day we learn something from our customers, and that's what we've really done is we've had an open ear. And in learning what people are looking for, I've actually become really interested in and understand the importance of just knowing where your stuff comes from. I didn't. I thought that we were just going to be opening a business and seeing what, just as a business and kind of because that's what we like to do. And today I find myself right in the middle of it and really, you know, really asking questions about everything that we get in the farm stand.
No, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, Brian. And one of the things I say in my book, and these are quotes that have come from a lot of successful people, but, I mean, success oftentimes is the intersection of opportunity and preparation. And I understand what you mean, that you probably didn't realize that the world was going to start really being concerned about, you know, where your food comes from. I know that in your professional career you have done a lot of analysis, you know, of the market. So let's take us a step back and talk about your career prior to Johnson Golden Harvest.
Okay. Well, during high school, I was 15. I started at working part-time at a local farm stand in Manchester. And this is a while back. That was 1976. So it's kind of
dating
back then.
Yourself.
Yeah, well.
But you're actually younger than me, so that's good.
And I spent, I worked there through high school and then actually stayed there for, I probably spent 15 years there, 15 or 20 years there. And then from there, I went, and that was just a little farm stand. We did do some wholesale produce, et cetera, but basically it was primarily produce. And then from there, I went into a food service career with U.S. Food Service as a sales rep and then stayed there for, 10 or 11 years, and then went on to Sysco Food Service and did the same thing there. And while those were great careers, one thing that for me they were lacking was the local, and I started getting an interest in the whole local scene. And that's what really led us to actually deciding to open up our own business, Johnson Golden Harvest.
Okay, so let's pause here. So give us your contact information and your location.
Okay, we're Johnson Golden Harvest. We're located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually Route 3A. If you get off the highway at exit 11 off of Route 93 and come down to 3A, we're right there on the corner of Hackett Hill. Our telephone number is 603-210-2031, and we're there actually 6 days a week. We're closed Tuesdays to do a market at Concord Hospital.
Yeah, and every time I go on the highway or off it, your farm stand is always open. So your family must put in some incredible hours to make sure that it's staffed appropriately.
It's pretty much just us that run it. So it's myself, my wife, and then my younger son works there as well and helps us out. But you know, it's funny when it becomes your passion, the amount of hours you put in, it doesn't matter.
And that's another thing I say in my book. If you have passion and love your work, you can put in those extraordinary hours. Now, I know I see Karen a lot at our facility because one of the things that we do at Northeast Delta Dental is she comes in during a lunch hour. So is that an opportunity that's available for other companies that are interested in having their employees, buy, really fresh fruit and so forth?
Absolutely. That's something that we started with Delta Dental back the first year that we were, I think it was 2010, was our first year in business, and we actually started doing it then. And again, there's a lot of satisfaction with that too, because we actually see people really like it when we bring stuff into their businesses and are able to get the benefits of some of the products that we offer, where they may not be able to get it because, everybody's on a time schedule these days, so they're getting out of work, they're doing this and doing that, and we bring it right into them. We do fresh fish orders there as well, And yeah, we spring it right in. But yeah, we can do that. We also do Concord Hospital. You can just contact us at the 210-2031 number, and we'd be happy to work with you.
That'd be great. And I can tell you, when I see Karen, every once in a while, I surprise my wife and bring home some fresh fruit or vegetables, and it's a night and day, candidly, compared to some, I won't name any supermarkets, but it is night and day. So I think my wife wishes I would do more of that, but it's just what you said. Like, nowadays people are running around doing a lot of different things, and so, you know, just being able to have that opportunity, even if it's, you know, for three minutes, so it's definitely a great service. So before the commercial break, can you give us when did you see this real trend towards eating local? And then we'll cover some more detail after commercial.
I started noticing it again as I was working in sales for the food service companies. I started noticing, you know, more and more that people were, some of the restaurateurs were asking for, you know, what can you source locally? And so I started to take an interest in really what was around here. So back then, you know, for me, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago that I really started noticing it and then took an interest in it and started looking at the products available. And I was amazed at just the differences of something that's really fresh, you know. So, yeah, about that long ago.
See, so you are a visionary, because that's the type of data you were looking at, in the same way Northeast Delta Dental was looking at the trend data after the turn of the century, that fewer employers were sponsoring benefits for their employees. And that's why we got into retail, in terms of things like, you know, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, as well as doing the individual product, deltadentalcoversme.com. So I always say, Brian, you and Karen don't give yourself enough credit. So after commercial break, we'll return with Brian Johnson, johnsongoldenharvest.com, all one word. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned.
Stan, is that you? I thought you retired 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did, but I really missed those dental benefits, so I'm back. Ain't retirement grand?
You should check out the new individual and family plans from Delta Dental.
Aren't those private plans expensive?
Not with Delta Dental. You get the same dependable benefits offered by employer plans and at competitive rates, plus up to 100% coverage for exams, cleanings, and x-rays. And the dentist you have, you can keep, because Delta Dental has the largest dental networks in the nation.
Well, that sounds amazing. So what's the catch?
No catch. Enrolling is easy. You can do it online at any time at deltadentalcoversme.com.
What's that website again?
That's deltadentalcoversme.com.
Thanks. Retirement, here I come.
Northeast Delta Dental, the region's most experienced dental benefits company. Plans available in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And thank you for joining me this February 7th and 8th. We're past the great blizzard of January 27th and also Super Bowl weekend. And I want to thank all of my running friends for turning out the morning of the Super Bowl for one of the greatest turnouts of the Super Bowl race that we always have at 2 Delta. It raises funds for NHTI cross country. And of course, there's plenty of time to then go home and shower and watch the Super Bowl. So thank you, all my running friends. And to give everybody an update on the Affordable Care Act front, again, I'm going to put aside the politics of it, and it will not go away, even with the Republican Congress. From an oral health perspective, it is definitely, for our sake, has improved access. A couple thousand New Hampshireites have purchased individual coverage on the public website, healthcare.gov. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, we created a private exchange called deltadentalcoversme.com, because we knew in the first year of healthcare.gov, the public exchange would be a little bit cumbersome. And so we basically steered people to deltadentalcoversme.com. Now both websites work fine, healthcare.gov and, of course, deltadentalcoversme.com, and about 5,000 people have the individual coverage through deltadentalcoversme.com. Fortunately, the group model, the employer-based benefits, are still thriving. I'm not here to suggest that employees are dropping dental benefits right and left, but certainly now that we have an individual avenue doing things like this radio show and Northeast Delta Dental Stadium make a lot of sense. And even a couple years ago, we had the trailer trucks that drive up and down 93 and 89 delivering stuff to supermarkets, had our website on the side, and I had more people say, oh yeah, I saw the oral health message on the side of a trailer truck. If you want to know more about all of these strategies, you can purchase my book called There Are No Do-Overs, and that can be found either on Amazon.com or at Gibson's here, right here in Concord. And my co-author was Dave Cowan, so it's not your typical boring business book. There's a lot of basketball flavor there as well. Now, speaking of the title, There Are No Do-Overs, I get this question a lot. I'm not saying you can't learn and make mistakes. I probably make more mistakes than anybody, but there's certain big policy decisions, in our case, getting on to the exchange where you don't have a second opportunity, and thus the title, There Are No Do-Overs. Now, someone else who basically has great business acumen with me is Brian Johnson, who is the owner of JohnsonGoldenHarvest.com, along with his wife Karen, who I see regularly at Northeast Delta Dental. And before the break, we were talking about the trend towards eating local, and during the offline, you'd mentioned that sometimes there can be a change in someone's personal health situation that gets them sort of intrigued or curious or committed to eating right. And do you see that in some of your client base?
Absolutely. As I was saying, it happens quite often. I mean, people will come in and they want to change their diet. A lot of times it's for health reasons, things that are going on, certain illnesses that they may be encountering in their life. And they've, it's kind of like, okay, I've got to change what I'm doing. I've got to change what I'm eating. And they start asking questions, start looking for different things, they want the free range chicken. They want to know where the chicken's coming from. They want to know where the spinach is grown or the salad's grown, especially in the wintertime. And the reason for that is, again, that they're becoming more aware because it can be a life or death thing where they've really got to be careful what they're putting into their bodies. And so for us, that's been a huge learning experience because it also gives us an opportunity to question the different farms about what they're doing and what they have and helps us sourcing out other farms in the area, looking for different things for these people. And it's a blessing to be able to work with them.
And Brian's contact information is JohnsonGoldenHarvest.com. And Brian, why don't you give us your physical location and your phone number?
We're located on Route 3A in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually 412 West River Road, right off of Exit 11 on Route 93 at the toll booth. And our telephone number is 603-210-2031.
And as Brian mentioned, they're there all the time, except for Tuesdays when they're at Concord Hospital. Now, here's a question, since we are in the middle of winter. I mean, how easy is it to access local products and foods during the cold winter months?
It's actually getting easier all the time. As far as produce goes, a lot of the farms have started growing things in what they call hoop houses, which it's kind of like a greenhouse, really is what it is. Some are heated, some are not. But just the heat that's radiated from the sun through the greenhouse is actually, people are growing spinaches now, lettuce on a regular basis. That's just an example. And as far as other produce goes, I mean, there's a lot of storage crops. People, the squashes and the turnips and the carrots and all that are harvested in the fall keep very well all winter. So people can access that all winter. And then from there, we go on to the meats. The meat doesn't really change from the summer to the winter. I mean, the farmers markets are cut back, but we get just as much meat, sometimes more in the wintertime from local farms. And that seems to be that there are more farms getting into that whole free range, grass-fed product type of thing for their beef and chicken. And so there's more and more of that available.
Now, Brian, when you mentioned the farms and the farmers and you go out and sort of analyze them and so forth, so what's your process to make sure that they are what they say they are in terms of, the chickens and so on and so forth? How do you sort of verify or credential them? I'm using that term in quotes too, because I'm sure there's some process, but a lot of it might be you just meeting with the farmer and so forth. So let's talk about that.
That is what a lot of it is. You meet with the farm. You ask what the feed is. What are they feeding their animals? Or if it's produce, what are they using to grow, how are they growing the produce, what method. A lot of farms, you know, the certified organic thing is big, but you know what? I feel like a lot of farms, even though they're not certified organic, they have organic practices, because to become certified organic, it can be pretty expensive and time-consuming, which a lot of farms don't have those resources to do that. So yeah, that's what we do. We just kind of source everything that they're doing. And one of the other things that we do is we also make sure that everything that we buy from any given farm in the area, that our customers can visit the farm. If the farm won't allow visitors, we won't do anything with them.
That's a great way. That's sort of the ultimate in transparency.
Right.
And yep. I think in any business, you know, whether it's your business or my business, I think the biggest compliment you can get, which is that, you know, that you're transparent. Now, you've talked about meats. What about in the winter, vegetables and other things like, you know, maple syrup and things like that?
Yeah, the vegetables, like I said, you know, a lot of those are grown in hoop houses or what we call greenhouses, and that's very accessible. More and more farms are getting into that now. And, you know, they're growing the lettuces, the spinaches, and different things like that, like I said. As far as, the produce grows, the other hard stuff, squashes, carrots, turnips, et cetera, those are storage crops, basically grown in the fall. They store very, very well in the wintertime. You can take a butternut squash out now, and if it's stored properly, and look just like it was picked.
Wow. Now, you always, the last time I had you on, I may have asked it and I forgot the answer, but if it's a greenhouse, how did the name hoop come out of that?
You know, I don't really know. I guess it looks like a hoop. I don't really know where they came up with that, but that
but
is
in effect, it's a greenhouse.
It's a greenhouse.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. So when you worked for a large food organization, so without getting into a lot of detail, I mean, what did you learn from working for a sort of a big, huge company versus now you have to be kind of, I'm assuming you're the jack of all trades, but you're mastering many, I know, obviously, because you're successful. So what have you seen personally, the difference between working for a larger company versus when you're the owner operator, so to speak?
Well, I mean, in the situation we're in now, you obviously have a lot. I mean, when you work for a bigger company, you don't have a lot of control over what's being brought in for product. I mean, if you're in sales for those companies, you pretty much, here you go, and this is what you're going to sell. With us, we pretty much, what we bring in is what we stand for and what we sell. So we have the opportunity to really work one-on-one with people and in both, you know, both bringing in the product and also working with the customer to get the product to them.
Your website is johnsongoldenharvest.com, and I'm sure in the process of being on the front lines, you've probably met some really interesting people in your dialoguing. And are people really choosy to spend a lot of time to make, you know, one purchase, or how does that work?
They can be. I've had people come into the building and they'll actually, and we're not that big. I mean, area-wise, it's pretty small, and they can spend an hour in there just really asking questions about what they're buying and looking around and reading, you know, reading some of the different labels that are on products and wanting to ask questions about the farms they come from. And yeah, no, it's a pretty big deal.
And I think that does, though, put you on the catbird seat in a positive way, because I think you've been the trend center in this, and I know I see it now with all of my running friends and at the office as well, that everybody is starting to, they're putting it in their own words, but they understand to some extent you are what you eat, and overall wellness is not just being physically fit, but it's what you eat. It's, you know, it's oral health. So put your crystal ball on. Do you see this continuing to blossom and even getting more rigorous, or do you sort of see this plateauing? Because sometimes different trends can, you know, flatten out a bit. But I personally see this continuing to grow. So you may need a much bigger stand down there in Hooksett pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I actually wouldn't even call this a trend. I think it's just becoming a way of life. I think people every day, I mean, they're getting more concerned about, you know, what are you eating? And I have to tell you, even myself, honestly, there was something that, you know, there was one point in time when I didn't think anything of going out and grabbing an order of chicken tenders in a restaurant somewhere. And today it's like, ooh, do I really want processed? Where did this come from? You know, it really makes you think.
I agree. And some of the fast food industry chains, I think obviously they're starting to, you know, make some changes. Okay, give us your contact information one more time.
Again, we're Johnson Golden Harvest, and we're at 412 West River Road, which is Route 3A in Hooksett, New Hampshire, right off of Exit 11 off of Route 93. And our telephone number is 210-2031.
So please stop in there on your way to, on Route 93. And if you're a CEO and you want to have your employees eating more healthy, contact Brian or Karen, and they can set up something as we do at Northeast Delta Dental. Brian, thank you for all you do for the community of New Hampshire. Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.